Texte numéro 27. Costly binge drinking. Every single day in England, more than 500 people are being admitted to hospitals after drinking too much. The figures came just 2 weeks after official statistics showed that nearly 13 million Britons were drinking too much because they did not appreciate the increasing strength of alcoholic drinks or the trend for larger measures. The latest figures are part of official data recording alcohol-related admissions to NHS hospitals in England. They show a 31% rise in just 2 years. These admissions cost the NHS more than £32 million. These admissions cost the NHS more than £32 million a year. The figures cover only those cases where people suffered health problems related immediately to their consumption of alcohol. Violence and accidents related to drunkenness are not included. Conditions recorded on admissions forms included mental and behavioural disorders, alcoholic liver disease, and the toxic effect of alcohol. The admissions figures are further evidence that increases in heavy drinking are having serious health consequences. 6,517 people died of excessive drinking in England last year, a rise of almost 20% in 5 years. Experts say increasing rates of problem drinking are linked both to the liberal drinking laws Labour introduced in November 2005, allowing clubs and bars to open 24 hours a day, and the aggressive promotion of cheap alcohol by supermarkets. The big chains routinely sell alcohol more cheaply than water. Alison Rogers, the chief executive of the British Liver Trust, said, "The combination of cheap prices and easy accessibility send the message that drinking anytime, anywhere, any place is acceptable and normal." Dr. Guy Ratcliffe, the medical director of the Medical Council on Alcohol, a charity, said easy access to alcohol was having disastrous consequences for Britain's health. "There is good evidence that the price of alcohol impacts on consumption," he said. "Alcohol is very easily available, particularly in supermarkets. The big supermarkets look on alcohol like any other commodity. We are seeing significant liver disease even in the late teens." Only last week, figures showed that more than 4,000 children under 14 had been admitted to hospital over the past 3 years after drinking too much. Wine drinkers, and women in particular, are also considered at risk, as the strength of the average bottle has increased from 9% in 1978 to 12.5%. The Department of Health said that its new alcohol harm reduction strategy should start to redress the harmful effects of excess drinking. This includes a campaign to raise awareness of units of alcohol, ensuring that sensible drinking messages appear on alcoholic drinks labels, and action to tackle underage drinking. Adapted from the Daily Telegraph, December 2007.